This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with Tyler Bennett with American Tax Solutions. You can find all their great services and support the broadcast at JonesTaxRelief.com. That's the funnel site that goes to their main site, so we get support when you support yourself and them, or 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285, JonesTaxRelief.com. You got to come back again soon. We only covered, a third or so of the questions, but where were we now here? We were at ordinary and necessary expenses to run your business. Or are we, how does the little guy take advantage of the tax code like a big corporation? Let's hit a few of these final ones here.
Let's hit them. There are a few things that I wanted to bring up, okay? So, for example, many people are small business owners are under the impression that if they form an LLC, that has some sort of tax benefit to them. It does not. It protects you from getting sued. That's about it. Now, if you convert to an S corporation, you can save half of your self-employment tax, which is 15.5%. So simply creating an entity doesn't help you. You have to know what the correct entity to be in. And again, this is knowledge that is not handed out, you know, to the public for a reason. Another example is, let's say you work for a company, you have a 401k, you're allowed to contribute $21,000 a year to it, right? Now, as a business owner, you can have a SEP IRA, and the limits are much higher. They're around $60,000. So it's just one of those things where the odds are stacked against the employee. And what I recommend everybody to do is start a side hustle. Find a hobby that you like to do that you can make money on and do it, because then you can, if you're making money over there, you can even write off the taxes that you're paying on your W-2 income. And that's one way the little guy takes advantage. Another way is, let's just talk macro for a second. The fattest section of the Internal Revenue Code is subsection C. What that is about C corporations and C corporations only. There are so many loopholes that exist in C corporations, because we're talking about the lobbies that control Apple, Microsoft, all the Fortune 500 companies are C corps. And that same loopholes they use, we can lose as well. A major one is loaning money to yourself. You own a corporation and you make an arm's length transaction, you can loan yourself money. Remember, a loan is not income, so therefore it's not taxed. Well, it's paid back, which...
And that's one of the big ones people don't know. That's one of the big ones people don't know.
Exactly. That's a big one that people don't know, that when I was studying for my LLM in tax school, that was pointed out to me as, like, this is one of the best loopholes in the entire code, and it still exists. It's amazing. That's one. The other thing is, people are scared of double taxation because of C corps. That's a relatively easy problem to eliminate through payroll and retaining profits in the corporation, which you cannot do with a flow through because you have to pay individual taxes on it. And so this is how the large corporations, I mean, we could talk about, we could spend a whole hour on international taxation, treaties.
Absolutely. We'll come back on about all that, because we should have you back about each subject, actually, because we could do a whole hour on each one of these when we scratch the surface. But exactly, the average CPA or even lawyer doesn't even tell you about the right type of corporation. Why would they do that to people?
Well, honestly, Alex, it's because the corporate laws and the laws surrounding entities, they change relatively often. And many, if you think of a CPA right now, I'm sure you're thinking.
So it's laziness. It's total, complete laziness.
Yes, they're not up to date on what the current hottest entities to be in are. And so they'll tell you, oh, LLC. Why? Because that was hot in the 90s. Or they'll tell you S-Corp. Why? Because that was hot even before that. So, you know, there are purposes for each type of entity. But since 2017, since the Republican tax overhaul, the C-Corp has been the most beneficial to be in if you're making money.
Tyler Bennett, thank you so much. People need to visit JonesTaxRelief.com. It is, again, a link to the amazing company and all the work you are doing. 833-900-4285. American Tax Solutions are great patriots. Find all their services and more at the website, JonesTaxRelief.com, or 833-900-4285. And they're nice. They're not intimidating. You call, just like you're having a conversation with Tyler, they will talk to you and figure out what's going on, and they've got amazing solutions. This is something everybody should be talking to these guys all the time. because it's so important. Tyler, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention, we'll handle your crypto too.
Absolutely. Beautiful. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Go live, it is the Summit News Hour for this March 31st, 2022, April the 1st. Tomorrow, look out for those actual fake news headlines. Now, in this show, we're going to get onto later on the astounding abuse of the refugee system as it pertains to the hundreds of thousands and indeed now millions of Ukrainian refugees flooding into European countries, the same people smugglers that abused the system from 2014 to 2016, specifically with that huge wave of migrants flooding into Germany, economic migrants, that is, not genuine asylum seekers, are up to their old dirty tricks once again. Going to get into that later, though. I think I'll start off with this headline, because this actually came out at the end of last week, but I didn't get the chance to cover it on the show last week. Headline is, poll: majority of Democrats would flee the United States if it was invaded like Ukraine. You're telling me that the same people who are so vehement, so gleeful, so enthusiastic to support the current thing, if the current thing happened in America as it's happened in Ukraine, the same people that endlessly profess their support for the current thing with the Ukrainian flags in their Twitter bios, primarily that's their main method of hashtag activism. If it happened in the United States, the majority of Americans would flee the country. If China was dropping PLA troops in the major cities in America, they would hightail it in a second. Despite their enthusiasm to support Ukraine, a new poll finds that the majority of Democrats, did I say Americans before? No, I meant Democrats, obviously. The majority of Republicans actually would stay and fight. The majority of Democrats would flee the United States if it was invaded in a similar fashion. Say it ain't so. This is a Quinnipiac University poll. They surveyed 1,300 U.S. adults nationwide, margin of error 2.6 percentage points. They were asked, quote, if you were in the same position as the Ukrainians are now, do you think that you would stay and fight or leave the country? Now, we know that a certain segment of the population, including Americans, many Europeans, have gone to fight in Ukraine. They've had some unfortunate circumstances, to say the least, including medics, as I talked about last week, who go to Ukraine to support the war wounded, ended up getting their passports ripped up in front of their faces by the good guys, the Ukrainian authorities, and told they would have to go to the front lines, fight the war, and under martial law in Ukraine, they couldn't return home to America until the war ended, which could be months, it could be years. Well, now the same position, if Democrats were in the same position in America, they wouldn't even need to travel to another country to exhibit their esteemed morality to signal their virtue, the majority would flee. 52% of Democrats said they would flee the country while 68% of Republicans say they would stay in five. They broke it down by demographics and found that 57% of whites said they would stay in five, along with an even greater number, 61% of Hispanics. However, only 38% of black people would stay in fight, while 59% would leave the country. So again, the majority of Democrats, which of course are prone to profess their virtue, their enthusiasm, their glee, their zeal to support Ukraine, if it happened to America, they would not even support their own country. They would flee with their tail between their legs. And as I write in the article, the poll results emphasize how well many leftists are keen to display their support for Ukrainians under Russian bombardment via acts of moral exhibitionism, primarily by changing the Twitter bio, because that's really going to help them, and by lobbying for the banning, deplatforming, public shaming, public humiliation of anyone who engages in critical thinking or thinks there's any nuance in this issue whatsoever, or thinks that maybe supporting a no-fly zone that would lead to nuclear Armageddon maybe isn't a good idea. Those people who will vilify you for doing that are more likely to flee the country if it happened in America. Obviously, we had the poll last week as well, which showed that there was a direct correlation in terms of people in Canada between vehemently supporting the lockdown measures, the mask mandates, and the mandatory vaccines. The same set of people, generally speaking, support military escalation in Ukraine. So, of course, you had the dichotomy between people being deathly afraid of a virus with a 99% plus survival rate for most age groups, completely living in fear, still living in fear to this day, by the way, even in England, where we've had the abolition of the mask mandates for over 2 months now, and you still get people in supermarkets, in hardware stores where I go, literally cowering in fear if you go near them. They've still got their two masks on, they're fully jabbed like Hillary Clinton was, and she got COVID anyway. And yet, if you go anywhere near them, they still flee in terror. And I'm going to talk more about COVID later on in the show. We have another headline here. Of course, skyrocketing energy prices, both in the United States and in virtually every European country because of this war in Ukraine. Germany is dependent on its energy to the tune of 70% in some aspects on Russian oil. Well, now the government minister in Germany has told Germans that they should cope with soaring energy costs by simply wearing warmer sweaters. This is the government minister of Agriculture and Consumer Protection, Peter Hawk. He made the comments as he called for a complete ban on German imports of Russian gas and oil as a result of the war in Ukraine. Who's going to pay for that? Well, Germans are going to pay for it with skyrocketing energy prices, but if they can't pay for it, well, they're just going to have to wrap up. Before the war began, Germany imported 55% of its gas from Russia, along with a third of its oil and 45% of its coal. But with Germans already struggling to heat their homes, Hawk glibly told them to wear more clothing instead. And, of course, in America, we have people being told to eat lentils and not give veterinary treatment to their pets. Maybe they should eat their pets because they're being told that they can't eat meat anymore. The German minister says, quote, "You can withstand 15 degrees Celsius in winter in a sweater. No one dies of it, but people are dying elsewhere." So he's basically saying old people, the elderly, who are already struggling with heating, electricity, gas bills, they should simply wrap up warmer. Well, of course, we know for older people, they're infinitely more at risk from hypothermia and all these other illnesses if the temperature drops even to that level. So this is a proposal that would literally lead to the deaths of the elderly, the people who we were supposed to lock down society for and protect for the past 2 years. We were supposed to completely sacrifice our rights to mobility for their sake, but when it comes to this Russian oil situation, this energy dependence, they simply have to wear more sweaters, even though in that instance it would lead to scores, to hundreds of thousands even, of old people dying. Eat your lentils, wear your sweaters, and shut the hell up. German Tenants Association responded strongly to the comments, asserting that elderly people are at risk of death if they don't keep their homes sufficiently warm. But again, supporting the current thing is a little bit more important. than the risk of catching hypothermia and dying. I mean, come on, just take the risk. Because we're a society all about taking risks, right? That's what's been proven for the past 2 years, surely. The technocrats really were happy, were comfortable with us taking the risk of catching a virus with a 99.7% survival rate for people, for example, in my age group. There were no risks taken then, but elderly people need to take the risk that they get hypothermia and die because Putin bad. German Tenants Association said, quote, with a ministerial salary or a presidential pension, you can afford exploding energy costs and do not need to freeze yourself. Again, same equation when they push mass immigration in European countries like Sweden and Germany. You find the most aggressive lobbyists for mass immigration all live in the areas of the city, whether it be Berlin or Munich or wherever, where there is the least immigration from North Africa, from the Middle East. They want to propose these policies while not being subject to them themselves to any degree whatsoever. Summit.news will be back. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
From the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, there was an astounding video, which I'm going to play. I made a video about it myself with the bulk of the relevant content in the video. It was an Irish citizen journalist who went to Dublin Airport, and he's keeping track of the Ukrainian refugees in comments that are entering Ireland over the course of the past few weeks. Of course, we had reports out of France a couple of weeks ago that a full third of, quote, Ukrainian refugees entering the country were actually from countries like Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, these other North African countries predominantly. Well, now this citizen journalist visited Dublin Airport, and he found that the Ukrainian refugees he expected, the kind of Slavic-looking individuals who you might expect to turn up as they're fleeing from Ukraine, weren't quite as expected. And I'm going to talk about another report after this video, which pertains to the situation, which apparently is only getting worse. But here is the clip. This is Houston, we have a problem. Here it is. Well, remember I told you about how one-third of the Ukrainian refugees arriving in France aren't even Ukrainian, and that the system is being completely abused by economic migrants from countries like Algeria, Pakistan, and India? Yeah, well, I wasn't making it up. This is what citizen journalist Philip Dwyer encountered outside Dublin Airport.
Can I ask you a few questions? You're over it. You've arrived. I see you've arrived here at the refugee center here.
Yes, sir.
For Ukraine, yeah?
Yes, sir, Ukraine.
Are you Ukrainians?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you flew in from?
From Ukraine.
From Ukraine,
yes,
okay. From
Donetsk.
Okay.
Donetsk. City Donetsk.
Yeah?
Yes.
If you don't mind me saying so, you don't look like you're from Ukraine?
No, we're just national of Ukraine.
You're just nationals of Ukraine, passport. Okay, yeah, so you're a Ukrainian citizen?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ukrainian citizen, by origin, we are from Jammu Kashmir.
From Kashmir?
Yes.
Okay, Indian, okay.
So I'm
just an Irish journalist here, citizen journalist. So I'm just asking, we're concerned here in Ireland that they're taking in 200,000 people.
Okay, yeah.
And we were being told that it's women and children are being taken in. So are you're claiming refugee status here now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we just heard reports that there are people coming from Middle East, Africa, or whatever, who aren't Ukrainians, who are coming in through this refugee center, and we were told as Irish citizens that it's women and children, you know. So, how do you feel about that? Yeah.
So these Ukrainian citizens who were from Kashmir were apparently able to escape Donetsk, a region controlled by Russia, slip into Ukraine and then on to Western Europe as part of the refugee wave, then into Ireland, where no doubt they'll get immediate access to accommodation and welfare reserved for actual Ukrainian refugees. But wait, Ukraine has banned all males aged 18 to 60 from leaving Ukraine. Ah, but these guys are over the age of 60, which seems about as likely as this Ukrainian refugee family arriving in Ireland being Slavic.
And you're a Ukrainian citizen, and were you not asked to stay and fight for Ukraine?
No, just we are 60 years now.
You're 60 years old?
Yeah, we are old.
Oh, you're 60, yeah. And you're 60 as well?
Yeah.
And this man, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so.
And this man here is 60 as well. Are you from the Kashmir as well?
No, he's from
Okay. You're from Ukraine, yeah? Okay, thank you. And what's your name, sorry?
Zion.
Okay. Okay. Look, these gentlemen now, guys, are talking over here. They're Ukrainian citizens. They're here going through the refugee process. There's plenty of women and children to fight, obviously, after arriving here. Plenty of which is good to see. But, you know, as an Irish citizen, we were being told that it's women and children first coming from the war zone. you know. I don't know how you feel about that. Are you okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Coming to Ireland, yeah? And you're saying you're 60 years of age?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay, thank you,
sir. You're very young looking for your age. Well, you don't mind you saying so.
Thank you.
This man here looks very young as well for 60.
Thank you, sir.
The Irish government has vowed to accept 200,000 Ukrainian refugees. Their entire country's population is only 5 million people. That's the equivalent of America accepting over 13 million new people. Given the scale of the operation, you'd think the vetting process would be a bit tighter, wouldn't you?
Well, there you have it, and there's an update on this in terms of how this refugee wave from Ukraine is being abused both by people smugglers and economic migrants. Headline today from Summit News, report, quote, someone is making a fortune out of giving non-Ukrainian migrants fake Ukrainian passports. Now, of course, we remember the Paris massacre, we remember the other atrocities that beset Europe over the course of several years. At the end of the last decade, mainly driven by fake terrorists or fake refugees who are actually terrorist jihadists slipping into Europe on fake Syrian passports. Well, now migrants, economic migrants, are slipping into Europe on fake Ukrainian passports. Of course, most of them aren't going to go on and become terrorists. They're just going to leech off the welfare system of these numerous European countries, some of whom are going to go on to be terrorists, as we've learned to our cost over the past 5-6 years. But in this article, there's actually an interesting photograph which was posted by a Twitter account called Roscommon GAA, and it's about halfway down the article. This tweet is embedded. They posted an image of the, quote, Ukrainian refugees that they invited to a Gaelic football match a few days ago in Ireland. Now, if you look closely, about half or almost half of these Ukrainian refugees don't appear to be very Ukrainian. Bear in mind, Ukraine, unlike other Western European countries, isn't very diverse. Basically, they've got a population of 99.9% white people. So if you're presenting this as an image of Ukrainian refugees who have entered Ireland, got accommodation, got free money, welfare, and in the future, the Irish government has announced, as they also announced, they're going to let in 200,000, they're going to build 35,000 homes for Ukrainian refugees. They're not Ukrainian refugees. This is going to take away welfare, take away accommodation, take away housing, not only from Irish people who are struggling in that aspect already, but from genuine Ukrainian refugees who are genuinely fleeing war, not people who are fleeing Pakistan so they can get a free house in Ireland. That's not a Ukrainian refugee, but again, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as you say they're Ukrainian refugees, you get to feel good about yourself. You get some social media dopamine, and it doesn't matter. Even if literally in the act of that moral exhibitionism, you're depriving a genuine Ukrainian refugee of welfare, of refuge, and of a home. And they've got more problems in Germany, which of course they accepted over 1 million migrants back in 2015-16, many of whom weren't Syrian refugees, by the way. According to a report by German newspaper Bild, quote, someone is making a fortune out of giving non-Ukrainian economic migrants fake Ukrainian passports so they can slip into Western Europe and get free welfare. There was basically a massive riot, which is commonplace, in an asylum center in Munich. Bild cited a police source who said the overwhelming majority of the, quote, refugees were from the Sinti and Roma ethnic groups, gypsies. Quote, only a fraction are really Ukrainian citizens, refugees. He said, quote, they have brand new Ukrainian passports, which are also real. Someone is making a fortune right now. The people smugglers, the criminals, are abusing the system once again to the detriment of the German people and genuine Ukrainian refugees. Summit.news, we'll be back.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology.offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, I mentioned earlier about a poll out of Canada which showed that there was a direct correlation, a direct crossover between the same crazed lunatics who supported the most egregious lockdown measures and basically never wanted the mask mandates to end, wanted mandatory vaccination for everyone. They're still on that jag to this day. No matter what laws are rescinded, what restrictions are lifted in what country, they're still desperate to follow that mindset down whatever rabbit hole it goes. Of course, we've seen where it goes in China with their disastrous zero COVID policy, which I'm going to talk about later. But for the time being, we're going to stick with Ukraine. We're going to go to this video it gets into the refugee situation and some other aspects of this seemingly overnight transfer between the same people mindlessly supporting COVID lockdowns, mass vaccination programs, and supporting the new current thing, which is displaying their moral exhibitionism in favor of Ukraine, but not just Ukraine, in favor of escalating this war to dangerous levels. This is called I Support Ukraine. We're going to play about half of this video, and here it is. Let's check in on the current thing. Nowhere have people been more vehement to support the current thing than when it comes to Ukrainian refugees. This has led directly to economic migrants and students who definitely aren't Ukrainian or refugees, wantonly abusing the system at the expense of genuine needy Ukrainian refugees. We were delighted to have the opportunity to welcome a group of brave, resilient people to Dr. Hyde Park today. They have travelled to Roscommon to find refuge from the horrors of the war in Ukraine. Who wants to tell them? If the current thing is doing everything we can to support Ukrainian refugees, does it matter that significant numbers of them appear to not be Ukrainian or refugees?
Look at me, sure.
And Ukrainian.
No.
Here's more diverse Ukrainian refugees arriving at Bordeaux in France, where a full third of Ukrainian refugees were discovered to be economic migrants, mainly coming from Africa. Apparently those Russian missiles were so powerful they moved Ukraine to a different continent. The Irish government is so keen to support the current thing, the per capita equivalent of America accepting over 13 million, they vowed to take in 200,000 Ukrainian refugees, including these good old Slavic 60-year-olds who landed at Dublin Airport last week.
They're just nationals of Ukraine, passport. Okay, yeah, so you're a Ukrainian citizen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ireland says they'll build 35,000 new homes for Ukrainian refugees, even while Irish people themselves are struggling to find homes to accommodate the newcomers, presumably forgetting that refugees are only supposed to be refugees while there's a war on. Then they're supposed to go home and help their country rebuild. 200,000 is nothing.
I'm gonna pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
The German Green Party is demanding Germany accept 8 to 10 million Ukrainian refugees. The entire Ukrainian population is only 41 million. Seems there just aren't enough Ukrainian refugees to go around.
Kensington Council, hello. Where's my Ukrainian? Yes, I requested one 2 weeks ago now. Still no sign. Well, I'm keen to get one before the neighbours get theirs. Yes, they beat us to it with the Tesla and the cockapoo. Yes, that's my request. Yes, quiet woman, perfect English, experienced cleaner. Needs to find her own accommodation.
Actual Ukrainian refugees seem to be a finite resource, which is why the current thing crowd are seemingly happy to import them from third world countries that have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with Ukraine. Also note how current thing king, President Zelensky, is very keen on piggybacking regime narratives onto existing popular support for the current thing.
Російська агресія проти України та проти усього, на чому побудовано життя в Європі, є аргументом, щоб прискорювати зелену трансформацію на континенті.
Of course, green energy is cut and has already almost bankrupted Western economies like Spain. It only leads to soaring energy costs that poor people can't afford to pay. But hey, if it's a key part of the current thing, maybe we all need to get behind it. What's next? Zelensky urging us to embrace drag queen story time or transgender representation in female sports as a crucial part of the war effort.
Hey guys, I'm in the women's restroom.
Current thing, selective outrage, socially engineered outrage. The regime is so easily able to redirect people's cognitive impulses virtually overnight. It's both depressing and quite frightening. COVID. War. The difference between a bog-standard dictatorship and a ruthless totalitarian state is that a ruthless totalitarian state requires the aid of vast numbers of its own population to ideologically enforce it. And we're now well on the road to that society in the once free West. A poll in Canada found that vaccinated people are far more likely to risk World War III over Ukraine by supporting aggressive measures against Russia, while unvaccinated people are more likely to support diplomatic diplomatic measures. NPCs seamlessly transfer from being deathly afraid of a virus which didn't kill 99% plus, depending on age group of people who caught it, to mindlessly lobbying for no-fly zones and military escalation that could very well cause nuclear Armageddon. Another poll found huge support for the current thing, support Ukraine, but when asked what they'd do if they were invaded like Ukraine, the majority of Democrats said they'd flee the country. It seems that mass support for whatever current thing the political class and the culture demands has become a form of cognitive addiction. Having been completely atomized from their communities, their families and their own culture, humanity is seemingly dependent on defining itself on lurching from one current thing crisis to another, then weaponizing it to ostracize, publicly shame and deplatform dissidents who dare suggest that all may not be as it seems. Support for the current thing is dependent on the vitriolic denunciation of those who don't support the current thing. Much like anyone who merely questioned the efficacy of lockdown measures or mask mandates was brutally smeared as a dangerous anti-vaxxer, you're either with the current thing or you're against it. There's no room for nuance or critical thinking, only total ideological compliance. And now it will be government enforced. Authorities are threatening giant fines and prison time for anyone displaying symbols that contradict the current thing. Public figures are being ordered to profess their unquestioning subservience to the current thing or face career ruination. Big tech giants openly welcome and facilitate threats of violence against those who don't support the current thing. Seems support for the current thing is always reliant upon state oppression, public humiliation, and establishment coerced consent. Meted out against anyone who doesn't support the current thing. Which is why the counter meme to the "I support the current thing" meme makes absolutely no sense. I support the opposite of the current thing. Cool story, bro, but those two things clearly aren't the same. There's absolutely no negative consequences for supporting the current thing. Social media dopamine, high status symbol signaling, establishment endorsement. Whereas the consequences for opposing the current thing can be life deforming, deplatforming, being fired from your job, being ostracized by your friends and family, being made an example of by the establishment, prison sentences and punitive fines. There's an entire cancel culture, legacy media, fact-checker industrial complex that bludgeons people into accepting the received wisdom, the current thing, on pain of their lives being eviscerated and wrecked if they don't. I also think that a lot of the feckless zeal to support this new current thing is the lingering doubt that they were on the wrong side of history in relation to the previous current thing.
Fourth booster, oh, and CVS gave us 8 free COVID tests for getting boosted.
A vaccine so good you get given 8 free COVID tests after taking a fourth dose of it. If only they get it right this time, maybe everyone will forget about the previous current thing. That is, I support the current thing. You can go and watch the rest of that at summit.news. Meanwhile, on subject of the vaccine, quickly before we go into the next segment, Health Minister fears wave of unvaccinated Ukrainian refugees entering Germany. They're not afraid of the fact that there's no proper vetting system in place whatsoever, which is why a lot of them arriving are from North Africa. They're more concerned about them not being fully vaccinated. We'll get into more on lockdown on the other side. Summit.news, don't go away.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we're going to explain to you how the letter Z, as I would say it, but as you say it in America, Z, has been cancelled completely. First, though, I want to get to the latest on the COVID lockdown situation. Because, of course, we've got Fauci, we've got others suggesting that that nasty little smell that lurks in the background may indeed come back into prominence. We have Biden getting a fake set, at least, in front of a fake set, getting his fourth booster shot. We have Kathy Griffin literally celebrating the fact that she got a fourth booster shot and immediately afterwards was given by CVS 8 free COVID tests, because that really speaks to the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, doesn't it? The fact that after you get a fourth dose of it, you get given 8 further free COVID tests for when you next catch COVID. Of course, Hillary Clinton, triple jabbed, catch COVID. Jen Psaki, the House White House Press Secretary, triple jabbed, got COVID twice, many others. And that weird thing, when they get it, they publicly release the fact that they've got COVID despite being triple jabbed, and then they thank the vaccine. Because the vaccine's safe and effective. It's so effective that you can still catch COVID after taking 3 or 4 doses of it. Fact checkers say that isn't happening, though. Biden bumbles around fake White House set, admits not sure why as he gets another COVID shot. They put him in front of another fake set, injected him on camera, and he basically bubbled around saying, quote, "I'm not sure why I'm doing it on stage." He said, "I've always thought that it discourages people getting the vaccination when they watch people get a needle in their arm, so I apologize for discouraging," when he's actually allowed to go, you know, teleprompter free, and he has a good day in terms of his cognitive decline, you will get a few words of truth that slip out of Biden's bumbling, dementia-ridden mouth. Video: Rand Paul warns Biden is a national security risk because he's in cognitive decline. 100% fully vaccinated cruise ship suffers COVID outbreak. This was the Princess Cruise. That's the company. It's the Ruby Princess. That's the name of the ship. On their website, it says they have a fully vaccinated only policy. Staff or passengers, you're not getting on without triple jabbed or a negative COVID test. Well, as they docked in San Francisco on the weekend, this 100% fully vaccinated cruise ship had, you guessed it, a COVID outbreak. Meanwhile, more than 20% of post-lockdown Americans are not too happy for the first time ever. This is the General Social Survey, which began in 1972, but for the first time since that date, more than 20% of post-lockdown Americans describe themselves as not too happy for the first time. And the writer Noah Call, who I source in this article, explains that it's likely not due to deaths from COVID, it's due to the actual lockdown policies themselves. You can read more about that in the article. Meanwhile, in China, which has pursued a zero COVID policy for this entire time, currently has record COVID outbreaks. Well, what do you know? One of the most vaccinated countries on the planet, of course, one of the most brutalist, draconian when it comes to lockdown on the planet. They were literally welding people inside their own homes, preventing crucial pharmaceutical deliveries, drugs, preventing even food deliveries to some people. Well, now authorities in Shanghai are relying on robot dogs with loudspeakers strapped to their backs to enforce the latest round of COVID lockdowns. Shanghai has suffered over the past 4 weeks more COVID cases than the entire 2-year pandemic period. Yes, their zero COVID policy, their fully vaccinated population policy, has been so successful that they've had more COVID cases in the past 4 weeks than they've had in the previous 2 years of the entire pandemic. Once again, because they didn't go for, can't say it, whisper it under your breath, herd immunity. They've got no cure herd immunity whatsoever in Shanghai. They dosed people up with completely safe and effective vaccines that aren't effective. Now they've got their biggest COVID outbreak ever. And they've got robot dogs barking orders to them to stay in their homes and wear masks, even though they're doing that anyway. Now, as promised, let's talk about how the letter Z has been cancelled. I'm going to come back and talk about more examples of this. But yes, indeed, on the at the behest of Ukrainian authorities, the letter Z has been cancelled. Here's the clip. Say goodbye to the letter Z because it's been cancelled. That's Z for Americans. But I'm not going to say Z, it's Z. Ukrainian Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, has demanded that the entire world ban the letter Z because it apparently represents Russia's assault on the country. Demanding that the use of the letter be forbidden, Kuleba wrote on Twitter, quote, "I call on all states to criminalize the use of the Z symbol as a way to publicly support Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Now lawmakers in Lithuania are trying to pass a law that would fine individuals and businesses €500 a time for using the letter. Better check if it's still open if you are planning a trip to the zoo this weekend." Yesterday, Zurich Insurance Group announced that they had dropped the letter Z from their main logo because Putin bad. Reports suggest that zebras, zombies and the metal zinc are all now seriously considering rebranding themselves. German newspaper Bild reports that the use of the letter as a way of denoting support for Russia has been banned in numerous areas of the country. The letter Z becomes the latest casualty of Russophobia, with Siberian cats and Russian trees having also been cancelled. World number one tennis star Daniel Medvedev also faces a ban from competing at Wimbledon in London
unless he publicly denounces Putin, despite the fact that he already made a public statement calling for peace, because demanding universal ideological compliance to political narratives under the threat of total career and personal ruination is something that definitely only happens under totalitarian regimes like Russia. It's okay when we do it!
Now again, in one of the previous videos I talked about the seamless transfer virtually overnight between people, again, swallowing whole this entire COVID lockdown narrative, and now the support Ukraine current thing narrative. You saw it again with the tennis stars, of course, Novak Djokovic deported unceremoniously from Australia, which that was planned all along, for simply not even announcing whether he had a vaccine or not. They seamlessly switched that over too. Once Djokovic lost his world ATP number one tennis ranking because he was unable to compete in the Australian Open, this other guy, a Russian, Daniel Medvedev, took the number one ranking, but then because he won't publicly prostrate himself and commit an act of ideological submission, despite the fact he's already called for peace in Ukraine, now he's going to get banned from Wimbledon too. Absolutely incredible, a seamless transfer, not only in the mass culpability of the public in terms of ideological compliance, but in the way it's meted out to public figures who don't completely toe the line for the current thing. An update on that cancellation of the letter Z, by the way. Samsung changes name of Z smartphones to support Ukraine. They've banned branding of Galaxy Z Fold 3 and Galaxy Z flip phones in certain Eastern European countries, again, because Vladimir Putin bad. This is after the German embassy tweeted that security forces are, quote, keeping an eye on the use of the symbol, absolute clown world behavior. And it was after Zurich Insurance Group dropped the letter Z from their branding, again, to support Ukraine. We also have this headline out of Summit News. Ukraine demands removal of Slovenian flag because it looks a bit Russian. Yes, the authorities and National Guard in Ukraine, who are facing down a Russian war machine, are apparently too precious to tolerate colours that look a bit Russian. This is an actual news story. It isn't out of the Babylon Bee. Russophobia has spread to colours. Anything that looks a bit Russian is now prone to cancellation. Bear in mind, Slovenia is a country that has supported Ukraine at every step of the way. Their prime minister visited the country. Their prime minister has lobbied for Ukraine to be able to join the EU. No, that's not enough. You've got a flag that has red, white and blue in it. Get cancelled. Quote, when we arrived in Kiev, it was quite windy, and when we proudly raised the Slovenian and European flags back, they fluttered in the wind, said the Charge d'Affaires Bostian Lesjak in an interview with TV Slovenia. However, a couple of days later, after the wind died down, the Slovenian flag slumped on the flagpole, and it looked a bit too Russian for the precious members of the Ukrainian National Guard. They asked if the embassy could, quote, temporarily remove the Slovenian flag because it's too similar to the Russian one. And no, they weren't laughed at. They were adhered to, and the flag was removed. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, Ukrainian soldiers filmed themselves calling up mothers of Russian soldiers killed in action and mock their mothers. This was footage posted to Twitter a few days ago, and once again, the good guys are having a laugh at the expense of Russian mothers who have lost their sons in this tragic war. Again, that is the good guys who we should all support without question. That's going to wrap it up. Summit Not News War Room is coming up next. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.